Puerto Rico is famous for its top salsa musicians. But if you really want to get the party started on La Isla, you gotta play some bomba. It's one of the island's oldest musical forms, combining African, Taino, and Spanish musical elements. But bomba is thriving right here on the island of Manhattan. Roxanne Scott has our story.
Every weekend, booming drums take over the halls of an East Harlem community center. The rhythms sound African, but if you listen closely, you'll notice the singing in Spanish. This is the sound of bomba. In this otherwise drab room, percussionist Nelson Matthew Gonzalez is teaching an energizing bomba dance workshop for men.
So when you actually take the time, when you start doing the steps like this,
person who hasn't heard bomba, you need to hear it. It's just an incredible art form, the music.
Nelson is a member of the Grammy-nominated group Los Plineros de la Veintiuna. They are one of the best-known bands playing traditional Puerto Rican drumming music outside of the island. They're part of a revival movement that's been growing over the past few decades. It's connecting Puerto Ricans in the U.S. with their multiracial roots.
Bomba is Puerto Rico's oldest Creole genre.
Melanie Maldonado Diaz is a scholar who studies bomba music.
According to oral histories and some other sources, it dates to as early as the 1600s in Puerto Rico.
Bomba was developed by the enslaved Africans who were brought to colonial Puerto Rico to work on plantations. After 1873, when slavery was abolished, bomba became one of the go-to styles of party music in some areas. It was played and danced outside people's homes late into the night. In the 1950s, elements from bomba were weaved into the repertoires of dance bands, especially the band of Puerto Rican legend Rafael Cortijo.
He introduced some of the bomba songs that he grew up hearing that were part of his urban experience in San Juan, in Santurce.
By the 1950s, however, bomba was seen as something for old people. This was now the age of the bikini. Hemlines were creeping up. The long Victorian-era skirts worn by bomba dancers just weren't cutting it for the new generation. The music was relegated to folklore. But starting in the 90s, bomba has come back in a big way.
We're in this era where now bomba has been revitalized and reintroduced to the community as an opportunity for communal practice.
As part of the rebirth, bomba dance groups have popped up all over the place. Milteri Tucker rehearses with her troupe for an upcoming performance. Milteri is Afro-Puerto Rican. She grew up on the island in Ponce. But when she moved to New York, she was perceived as African-American.
Because I made my move from Puerto Rico to New York, I was being called everything except Puerto Rican. And for me, it was then how do I express my Africanness? You know, how do I, within my own culture, we always say that we are a mixture of three cultures, but we only see, like, predominantly one and not the other. And a way for me to go back to my African roots was through learning more about bomba.
In 2008, she founded the Bombazo Dance Company with three dancers. She now has 22 dancers in the company.
I'm connecting to my ancestors through these rhythms. It's a feeling I can't even explain. It's like, you know, I'm traveling back in time for some reason when I'm listening to it or when I'm dancing to it. It's just like I transform myself.
For bomba lovers like Milteri, the annual Loisa Festival in East Harlem is one of the best chances to dance bomba in the streets of New York City. The festival is named after the town of Loisa in Puerto Rico. Loisa is a focal point for Black culture on the island and one of the epicenters of bomba music. Leslie Hernai's family is from Loisa originally. She visits frequently and says it's a great place to be if you're a bomba fan.
At any given time, people would just bring out their drums and start playing, and you'll have a full-on party of just being yourself and feeling the drum and being a part of your community.
This party was founded in the 80s by Leslie's grandmother as a way to bring a bit of her community to East Harlem. And it's working. Smiling faces, food, and dancing fill the streets. Between all the festivals, dance troupes, and workshops, bomba has once again become a major part of Puerto Rican cultural life in New York and in other U.S. cities. Samuel Fajardo, a regular at the Los Plineros workshops, says he sees bomba continuing to grow both here and in Puerto Rico.
Because every time when I go to Puerto Rico, I see a lot of people that they getting into it.
It was a dying art, says Samuel. But now, it's coming back up. For Latino USA, I'm Roxanne Scott.